You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
You're making a fucking mistake right now, telephone tough guy. I'm giving you two chances, motherfucker, before I look this fucking number up. You fucking call me again, I'm gonna hunt you down, and I'm gonna take you the fuck out and your whole fucking family. You're nothing but a fucking telephone tough guy. You're a fucking pussy.
What the fuck are you doing? You know who I am? If you think you're gonna get away with this, you gotta...
Hello, buddy boy. Dick Jones here. I guess you're on your knees about now, begging for your life. Pathetic. You don't feel so cocky now, do you, Bob?
Whatever he's paying you, I'll double it right now.
You know what the tragedy is here, Bob? We could have been friends. But you wouldn't go through proper channels. You went over my head. That hurt. But life goes on. It's an old story. The fight for love and glory, huh, Bob? It helps if you think of it as a game, Bob. Every game has a winner and a loser. I'm cashing you out, Bob.
We are
you heard about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We ought to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. She got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides you, average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
I'm not ready for this tonight. I'm not ready. I'm Carlito, host of the show machine known as Carlito's Radio. I am by myself tonight, thank God. Trainwreck may be joining me shortly, very shortly. Let's call Lowe's.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque 3. For information on delivery, press transferring to flooring. Please hold.
Morning, department.
Hey, how you doing, big guy, big teeth? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, the floors there, do you have the ones that go?
What was that?
The ones that go? The ones that go?
The floors that go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what you're asking for, actually.
You know, the floor, it comes in panels, you know, and they go.
Oh, that float?
They go.
I don't believe we do.
They're in the boxes, you know, and you open it up and it's wood, pieces of wood, and they go on the floor and then they go. You know, they go.
Yeah, we have hardwood flooring.
Yeah, but does it go? It goes, right? The kind that goes.
Well, we have locking, we have nail down, and we have engineered. That's what we'll have as far as...
No, I don't need those upgrades, motherfucker. I'm just looking for floor that go. You know? Don't be...
I would have to see exactly what you're speaking of to know exactly what
All right. Here, I'm showing it right now. You see? Like this? They go like this? Like I'm showing you? That's what they call a warm disconnect. And that song is different at this Lowe's than the other ones I've been calling. It's more, you know, more like you did a bad thing and now you're being disconnected. Reflect on it before you get hung up on it.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, Mark.
For information on the list, transferring to flooring, please hold.
Yeah, what happened? The phone went, like, it didn't go anymore.
Yeah, if you want, I can transfer up to our manager. She'd probably be better off helping you out.
Oh, female manager?
Yes.
Is there a male manager that can help me better?
There's not. She is the store manager at this time.
Okay, well, maybe I can discuss that with her. Is there a lower ranking but higher ranking than you, male?
Currently, no, there's not. She is the MOD right now, so
what's
I can transfer up to her.
What's the MOD? The mod? The mean old... Oh, that's MOD, you said, not be like bitch, right? It's not the mean old... Yeah, go ahead and put me through to her.
Okay.
All right, little monkey. Oh, yeah. 1999. Hi, Enigma.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, damn it, shit. I'm good.
Shit, damn it, right?
Yeah. Shit, yeah. So when's that fight with Pacquiao?
May 2nd.
May?
Yep.
Is he fighting someone else before that?
I don't think so, no. Then he's got one more after that.
Damn it.
But it might not happen because Mayweather won't pay him the $40 million he originally offered him. And Pacquiao wants more, so.
I see. Just like the fuck, what's that I am? You know, don't. Oh, this is gonna take too long. Let's just call another department. Get her attention for real.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
Hey, shut up, milkman.
For information on delivery, press 1. Transferring to hardware and tools. Please hold.
Hey, milkman, hey. Yay! Milkman's here! Yay!
Hey!
Why are you hitting buttons? Stop! Stop it! Milkman can only communicate in touch tones. Manager on duty. That's right, Rumble. Thank you. The mod. I think that's what they call it, a target, too, don't they? Fucking bitch won't answer the fucking phones. Hey, milkman, say something. Yeah. late, and I'm starting to get real agitated and pissed off at these people.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, mar-
for information on delivery, press transferring to flooring. Please hold.
Hello, how may I direct your call?
Yeah, are you on the front desk, damn it?
I am at the front desk. How can I help
why
you?
Why it takes so long and people pick up the phone? God damn it.
I'm not sure.
God damn it. It gets me really mad. Where's the MOD at? I need to talk to that bitch.
Let me go back to her office and get her. She might be eating lunch.
Tell her I said bitch and tell her to put away the vagina. Oh. Now we'll hold it. Yeah.
But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Fucking stupid Christmas, motherfucker.
Fuck it, right? Spending
fucking
all
shit,
money.
Right?
Hi, I'm sorry about the wait. My name is Sarah. What can I help you with?
Are you the MOD?
I am a manager.
Oh, is there a man that I can talk to?
A what?
A man?
No, there is not. What can I do to help you?
Well, I was just talking to the guy in flooring, and he said I had to talk to some bitch. I said, yeah, there's this bitch called the MOD that needs to talk to you and figure this
okay,
out.
Okay, sir.
What?
If you're going to use that language, we will not help you and I will hang up on you.
I'm sorry. What's the MOD? Is she eating lunch?
Okay, can you please tell me what you would like and I can help you?
I was trying to get the flooring that goes.
You're trying to get what?
Flooring that goes. Flooring, it needs to go. The kind that goes. Yeah.
That glows or bows?
Goes. G-O.
Okay, are you trying to purchase something or?
Yeah. Well, if you have it, bow. That's why I usually talk to men. And the guy I was talking to first was a man. He said I had to talk to some broad.
Sir, can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Okay.
So are you looking for a product, or are you trying to purchase a product that we have in stock?
Yeah, well, if you have it in stock, if you carry it, then I'll eat it. I'll buy it. I'm sorry, I said eat it.
Okay. Sir, what are you wanting?
The flooring that goes?
Are you wanting me to check this?
Yeah. Flooring that goes. Hello? Is anyone there? Knock,
okay,
knock. I'm knocking on your head, little honey baby. What's the matter? Bye. Reply.
Hermanito. Hey brother, I'm driving, man, so I'm going to be muted.
Yeah, drive right out your ass. All right, milkman, well, when you're
that's
not driving.
Right, man. I got to take a big shit in the microwave, man.
Oh, yeah. Turn it up to 400. Yeah.
Gotta kick some ass. Hey, Enigma 420, my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, milkman, right. Hey.
Yeah, big... Hey. Big French train wreck. Big fat train wreck is here. Hey.
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 What's up, guys?
Yeah.
This is the show, guys.
All right, everybody's there.
Yeah. Yeah, Milkman. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's do more calls. Let's call Lowe's again. Lowe's.
Let's do the calls. Cardito, you need to cover, since you are on the air,
Thank you for calling the hostage situation in Sydney.
Oh, I heard about that. That's crazy.
For information crazy on deliveries, yeah. press
ask about the girl that you're calling.
We need Jack Bauer.
Press 2. Commercial sales. Press 3.
Are you ready to talk to someone?
Appliances.
Sure.
Press 4. Love transferring to flooring. Please hold.
Flooring that goes, I've been asking for, and they're very angry because I said,
all right.
You know, honey.
All right. Let me talk to them. I'm gonna simmer them down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how rude it is to eat a sandwich, like, right...
right into the mic.
People, like, you can tell they get trouble, but yeah. they can't hang up on it. It's like not a hang-upable offense.
Hello, how am I direct your call?
Hey, first of all, I need to apologize. So I'm sorry. Hello?
Sorry?
I need to apologize.
Oh, sorry, who is this? I don't know.
Oh, were you the guy? I was talking about to someone. And I lost my temper. I'm sorry.
That was Sarah, actually.
Can
you want to talk to her?
The situation here?
And you can apologize to her?
Oh, yeah, please. Can you? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll get her.
All right, mm-hmm. thanks. What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah, all right. Woo! Oh, that's good music. Oh, fuck yeah.
This is Dwight's music. He likes it.
Sarah, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Sarah.
Is there an H at the end?
It could be.
Like in Pizza Hut?
Maybe, sometimes. Hut.
Hut. Like in a hut. Hot chocolate.
Calling from the hut.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, first I need to apologize. I was rude.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You forgive me? Hello?
Sure.
Oh, I lost my temper. It was a really rude day. You know, in Sydney, there is a hostage situation right now, right? I have families there. That's why I lost my temper. You forgive me? Because I need flooring. Can you help me with that?
I can get you the apartment for flooring. 1 second.
Oh, no, the guy who passed the phone, he said that you were the most competent person that I need to speak. I explained my problem, and he tell you need to talk to Sarah, right? So here I am.
What do you need?
Hold on. Mr. Cross, what's the specification for the project? Does it need to go?
It needs to go. Uh-huh.
Right. Do you have it? Sarah? Huh?
What?
This is the same.
Do I have what?
This is the same stupid woman I talked to earlier.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God darn it. All the heck. Yeah. Fuck. Shit. Sarah, we need to make it go. Can you help us? Right? Bitch. It doesn't go. Hello?
Damn it.
Okay, so
we need the solar
tripod.
This sounds
like a prank call.
I need a solar panel tripod. Solar panel tripod. Solar panel.
I don't know what you guys actually are wanting.
Can you
this is solar just a prank call
tripod.
Or
solar panel tripod?
You're actually needing help.
Solar panel tripod.
I'm gonna hang up, and if you actually solar need help,
no.
Then you
okay,
back.
We have the SKU number.
The SKU.
The SKU number.
We have the SKU.
Right. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah.
Bye, people.
Pa people, SKU number, all right? SKU number, 01897325. Here is my credit card number, 453022458911123. All right? Four of those.
One moment.
Hurry up, bitch. It's too bad she can't hear me on mute, because I fucking hate her.
Hello?
I wish she could hear me right now. I'd tell her so much shit if she could hear me.
Is there an echo?
Echo, echo.
Yeah, no, I can hear an echo.
No, I'm just trying to look up something.
Hold on, let me jump on my bed here. Oh, so fun. So no. Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't go nowhere to go.
She's like, okay.
Oh. Is there an echo, Carlito, when I do?
No.
No. Okay, you fix it then.
I don't get an echo.
Because I was able to hear in double. Like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like,
are you high?
Yeah, I can hear it twice.
Are you high?
Me? No.
Okay, then it's not that.
Regulators. Yeah.
Mount up on Trainwreck's ass. Well, it's good to hear you back on. You know, every once in a while you can.
I don't know.
You don't hate us anymore. You don't know what?
I don't know. Why there's an echo? I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
All right.
Do you have an echo, Enigma, when you say something?
No, I don't have an echo at all.
Yeah, I can't hear it. Hold on. Be back.
All right, bye. I can't believe it's happening in my
own town. Yeah, I can hear it's fucking echo.
Do you have the stream open?
No, it's closed right now. All the internet is closed.
Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance.
What
and
is
a
it
customer
here?
Service
Three?
Representative will be with you.
You can press one.
I'm sorry, five is not a valid choice. Please try again.
Want me to input
Mahalo
one?
For choosing...
Where'd she get five from? Stupid.
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This
yeah,
is
I didn't put in. I didn't put in five, motherfucker.
Bitch.
I didn't put in five. I didn't put in five. When I called in, it said five is not an option. I didn't do that.
So obviously, you need to fix your machine.
It?
Right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, let's make an order.
Okay, can I start off with the phone number?
Yeah. Yeah, 325-2014.
I'm sorry, 325-2014.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be 2015.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is the area code?
808.
I'm sorry?
808.
Okay.
Bitch.
808-325.
God.
2014.
Is she ignoring?
Okay, will this be for pickup or delivery?
For pickup.
Pickup at which location?
Iwa Beach. By the Taco
Bell. Iwa Beach?
Yeah, by the Taco Bell.
On Papipi Road across the Shiro's.
What about, no, you know, yeah, Papipi.
On Papipi Road.
Papipi?
Okay.
Papipi.
And can I get the first
what's
and
called?
Name,
what's
please?
It called, Corito?
Papipi.
Lady, how is it called then? Is it Pepipi?
Papipo?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Can you read the specials?
Okay, how many people are you planning on feeding?
12.
I'm sorry?
12.
Okay, so you can get two large pizzas, up to three toppings or specialty for $27. Two large pizzas, up to three toppings or specialties for $23.49. Or we have Big New Yorkers, one topping for $9.99.
Nice, I like it, yeah. Yeah, do you have anything else?
And we have the medium pears deal, two medium pizzas, two toppings each for $19.98.
All right. Anything else? Any other ones? Hello? Hey, well, hey, honey, I'm over here.
Is it hot medium or mild? Ask that.
Hello?
Yeah, what the fuck, man? What the fuck, motherfucker? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what the fuck is the problem with the fucking shit? What's the problem with the shit, huh? Stupid, stupid face, stupid bitch. Bitch fucking stupid.
Was she slow or?
What I don't know, happened? She's just like, eh.
I could understand if it was me, but you, I don't get it.
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Alice. Can I start up with your phone number, please?
Shut up, please. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I would like the pizza machine ordered for me to go in my car machine and pick it up. I'll give you money machine.
Hello? I can barely hear you.
I'll give you the shit. I'll give you the money for the pizza machine.
Are you placing an order?
Yeah. Well, hello. I said that
Can
the
I
first time and you didn't understand. It's 325-2014.
808.
2352014?
Yeah, that's right, dummy.
Is this for pickup or delivery?
It's for me to go there and pick it up.
From what location?
Papipi.
They have a beach.
Yeah, Papipi.
Next to Taco Bell.
Right.
Yeah, but we don't want Taco Bell. We want Pizza Hut. God damn it.
Stop
yeah, I'm just
asking.
Telling you if it's
no extra.
No,
right.
No Taco Bell. No, no. Okay.
And can I get a name for the
we
order?
We got sick
please?
Last time.
Yeah.
Make us pee.
Name?
Can I get a name for the order, please?
Yeah, Plasma.
Who?
Plasma. PLASMA. Plasma.
Samsung.
Hello.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to order?
Yeah. We'd like one bowl. One bowl.
Ask for the Papa bowl.
Yeah. One
you
bowl.
Like a what?
One bowl.
Bowl of what?
Papa bowl?
A bowl of shit.
I thought you were asking for a Papa bowl.
Yeah, I was trying to do something else, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I'm just being stupid.
I love it.
No, thank you. A coconut bowl.
Hey, maybe you can... what's a pejorative term for Hawaiian people? Like, we know about the coconut... But well,
darky.
Darky. Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know, darky. How about the N word?
Yeah, but usually people don't like when I said that. But since you're the big boss, you have the free pass, you know.
Racist term, racial terms. Holly is us. It's American.
I'm black.
Lava lamp. Okay. According to this list, lava lamp, lava nigger, mango, moki, pineapple nigger, and poi belly.
You stupid monkey.
Poi belly is stupid, but lava lamp I don't get. Also works on Pacific Islanders or anyone in the volcanic circle.
Do you have international calling?
Oh, there's also Kanaka, a Hawaiian merds. A word meaning person. Whites and Asians began to use it in a disparaging way, and for most of the 19th and 20th century, it was equivalent to the N-word. And in recent times, Hawaiians have made great efforts to reclaim the word from its negative associations and often describe themselves as Kanaka Maoli or Native people. That said, non-Hawaiians should still exercise great care when attempting to use this term. Oh, so there we go. Kanaka.
There we go.
There you go. Kanaka.
Kanaka.
Or you can also say Kana. Kanaka. All right, let's test it out on the Pizza Hut.
Yay.
Pizza Hut in Hawaii.
Pizza. Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut. You. Hawaii's fuck best. You. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance. You can get a large, three topping or...
Oh.
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Gabby. Can I start off with your number, please?
Gabby, I want to make sure that no Kanakas touch my pizza or make it. Can you...
Oh, I'm sorry?
I don't want any Kanakas to touch my pizza or cook my pizza. No Kanaka.
No Kanakas?
Yeah.
Kanakas, right.
Yeah, Kanakas.
Okay, hold on one second.
Also okay. No Negro. All
right. Hang on, turn right. Hang on, honey baby. Kanaka. House Kanaka.
Field Kanaka.
Fear Field Kanaka. In the pineapple field.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Kanaka, how are you?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I had a request. Did you find out?
What was the request?
Is this Gabby or somebody else?
What was the request?
I need to make sure that whatever I have cooked, pizza or pasta, is not touched or prepared by any Kanakas.
By what, I'm sorry?
Kanakas.
Are you here to place an order?
Yeah, but I don't want the Kanakas to touch it, you know? Dirty Kanaka.
Yes, that's how you do it.
Filthy. Gross.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, call them sir when they are ma'am.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Oh,
that's not fair. Don't do that.
That's
fine.
That's American as apple pie. Kanaka.
Hey, Cardito, where are you supposed to... I know that in one of your oldest shows that you... in one of yours, you you played all Biggie Smalls' album.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to redo that sometime.
Soon. Right now, tonight, I'm doing all Warren G. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. The other terms here aren't that good. There's Buddha Head and Bargain Korean.
Bargain Korean. Oh, okay. You can work with those.
Apparently, they call black people boffers or boofers.
Boofers.
They call blacks that name.
Is there like a story for boofers? Is that English term for something else?
No, that's all I got on that. All
right. Boofers. Well, I don't know what that is.
Kanaka. All right, moving right along. Let's do some more stuff. Let's get away from pizza. Go to the map.
Indian. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, bye. Another bright blue sky. Another day, another motherfucker died. These are the things I went through when I was growing up. There's only one hood and niggas should be throwing up. And I knew it, there really ain't nothing to it. Thinking every fool's gotta go through it. Now let's go back, how far back in time. Dragon right, I'm gonna try to call the chief guy. Forgot his name already. Jeff? Jim? It was all so clear. 87, 88, then 89. You say
everywhere we go, you can say we roll big. Way back then, 2.3. Thank you for calling Lowe's. For information on delivery, transferring to flooring, please hold.
You return to Lowe's?
Yeah. Different Lowe's, different
Lowe's. Okay. Milkman, we lost Milkman.
Oh, he'll come back. I did the wrong department, motherfucker. You make me wanna get out the game. I did run the part. I put it down on the street. Don't try to take
mine. I had daddy wasn't alone. We talked. Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque 3. For information on deliveries,
Press 1 for scheduled installation. Press 2, commercial sales. Press 3, transferring to hardware and tools. Please hold. But things are getting hectic. I just can't take it. Should I A, go back to slinging dick? Or should I B, maintain and try to cope? Or should I C, just get crazy and wild? But no, I chose D, create the G child. It's been on ever since with me and Mr. Grimm. The shit is getting so hectic that I can't even trust him now. What would you do?
Hello, Hardware. Gary speaking.
Yeah, hi. Are you Kaleka?
Hello?
Are you Kaleka?
Hello?
Kaleka? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, I can hardly hear you.
Are you Tool World?
No.
Oh, what department? No, I'm not. What department is this, then?
Hardware. Hardware.
Hardware?
What do you need?
I need a certain tool.
Hold on. Let me walk over to tools and.
I don't want to talk to Kanak, though, you know?
I'm sorry?
I don't want to talk to any Kanaka, you know?
Oh, you're talking to one right now.
Well, that's disgusting.
Okay, let me get you to Seth. Seth is probably the best person in tools.
Oh yeah, motherfucker. Hold on. Is he a white person?
Sorry, will you get a chance?
Hey, you. How's your? Can you work here?
Tool World.
Yeah, who's that? That was on the phone with me.
Yes.
No, who? Jeff?
Is that, this is Seth.
Who was I talking to before, dude?
Gary.
Gary?
Are you talking to someone you were talking to yesterday?
Yeah.
Depends on when you called.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to any Kanaka, you know?
What is it that you looking for?
Well, it's a certain tool, but I was down there, and this mango fucking Kanaka was trying to help me. He smelled like poi. I think he was eating poi. You know? Who knows?
So
it's Gary. I was talking to. I was talking to Gary.
I don't think it was. Gary, I don't think he's Hardware. If it's a tool, he probably passed it off to me, so I could, if it's a tool, I could probably help you find it better if we have it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, I'm gonna need to talk to Hardware, okay? And tell those kids to shut the fuck up.
And tell that forklift to shut the fuck up, too.
Yeah. Shut up.
Is there an army of children in the background? What's going on?
Tell him we say shut up.
Malekiliki Maka.
Hello?
Shut up.
Shut up.
All right. Hey, Carlito, I have an idea. I want to propose it to you since you're...
gay.
Since you're more suitable to deliver it, all right?
Oh yeah. Okay.
You should talk to Hardware, but pick a different location, at least, and tell them that you bring your wrench at the location, like yesterday, and to see if it worked. You try to undo some bolts in the scaffolding, you know?
Yeah, I've said
where that. They put all the stuff. So, and try to lead them where you remove some bolts, and it was creaking, but it scares you, so you leave the store.
Okay.
You just want right. to, you are asking if it fell down already. All right?
All right, so, okay.
Oh, God.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you?
Yeah. Motherfucker, you shit.
Ah, shit! The place
is here. How's it going? Time is right
for the twins. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This is my shit, man.
From the city that's low, urban life near the beach
peak. So come on, come on, fall into my sleep. Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque. For information on delivery, transferring to Hardware and Tools, please hold. Side, a lot of gangsters, buck mouths, and some brothers saying bean pie. But that's how it goes in the city where I was born. Family.
Sure don't make music like that anymore.
No.
Tools and Hardware, this is Tobias.
Hey, boy, how you doing, Toby?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Your name is Toby, right?
Well, Tobias, yeah.
What's your name?
Tobias.
Good, good, good. I don't have to give you any lashings anymore. Listen, I was there yesterday with my wrench. I was testing it out. A few of these Craftsman wrenches that I got. And I undid a bunch of bolts on one of the shelves there. Like a whole bunch of them. And I was like putting, loosening them up, tightening and loosen and tighten, loosen, tighten. And then all of a sudden, like it went bada boom like that. And a few things fell on the ground and the whole, like it was one of those really tall ones that goes up almost to the ceiling. And it started listing really bad. It looked like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And all, like a lot of the things from it fell down. It was like all these generators.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got scared and I ran away.
Okay.
Did anything happen? Did anyone get hurt?
I didn't hear anything of that. You sure that was in the
department? Yeah, it was yours.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there a mail manager who might know?
Yeah, there's a mail manager.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
Yeah, you want to talk to him?
What's his name? I said.
What's your name there?
My name is Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good prank call there, buddy.
It's not. It's not a prank call. It's serious.
What's that?
It's not a prank call. It's serious.
Okay.
Yes, I don't say that, motherfucker.
So you say your name is Cross, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a first name, or is that your last name?
No, Cross is all you need, just Cross.
That's all we need, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know aisle that you were doing that on?
In the back somewhere. Wherever the generators are. Stupid.
Wherever the generators were?
Yeah, stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is there someone else you want to talk to, or is that... You
well,
just
like, there was a... Shut up. There was a cart under there. This lady had a cart, and she was able to run away in time with her baby, but she had, like, 30 cans of house paint inside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the cart tipped over, and there was paint all over the place. It was pink
really?
And blue.
About
and
what time was this?
Oh, it was in the afternoon. This
in
pink,
the afternoon?
Pink and blue paint was everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, and then this guy was like, "Hey, you motherfuckers, you," like that, like this guy that works there, one of the employees, uh-huh. Like, "You motherfucker, you," and he went into his apron, and he pulled out like a snub-nosed gun, and he started shooting it in the air like, pow, 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 like that. And
the associate here was shooting a snub-nosed gun in the air.
Yeah, he was like, "You motherfuckers, okay. You motherfucker," like that. He started having like a panic attack, and he was shooting
really?
His gun up, yeah, up into the air. And then one of the lights like got hit by the bullet, and it went, and there was glass everywhere, and it went, bzzz, and like all this like sparks rained down, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then all the stuff was catching on fire. Air conditioning filters were catching on fire, and paint was catching on fire. And then the generator started running. You're like sitting
there. Generator started running.
Yeah, they were like on the ground all fucked up. They were like that. Yeah, and there was all this smoke from the generators coming up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, like, this one guy came out of the bathroom. He said he was trying to use the glory hole, and he was all pissed off. And he had a bazooka rifle, and he, like, shot it. Like an RPG. He shot it and went clear across the store, and it hit a forklift that was going beep, beep, like that. It hit it. It
went, wow.
Pff. Yeah. But the forklift operator ejected right in time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ejected. He landed, like, around the... Like where the seasonal stuff is. Yeah, he was okay. It was really cool.
All right. Well, I'll let the manager know everything that happened.
All right. Well, thanks. I just wanted to.
What's his name? What's his name? What's the manager's name?
What's the manager's name?
Yeah.
Robert.
Oh, okay. Can we talk to Robert now? Since we explained this situation?
I believe he's with a customer right now.
No, oh, okay. No, tell him now.
Tell him that there's an important person on the telephone right away.
An important sounds like there's another voice now.
Yeah.
That's my lawyer, Mr.
Are you the only person on the phone?
No, that's my lawyer, Mr. Turbois.
Yeah. This is Mr. Turbois.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Mr. Turbois, attorney at law. Turbois is my name. Boy.
T-U-R-B-O-I-S-E.
Hey, wow, boy. Okay. Wow, you guys have a pretty good story there.
Oh, we just started. This is not all. We need to speak to Robert now. We don't have time to waste on lonely employee. You know too much, as far as we know.
I know too much, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
We need to debrief you right away.
Oh yeah.
After we talk to Robert. Connect us.
Well, I hope you're recording.
No.
This is a pretty good one. I got to admit.
Right. So pass us to Robert right away. Quick.
Wow. You're pretty demanding.
Come on, boy. Chop, chop.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Boy. Hey, boy. What are you doing there, boy? What are you doing here in the store, boy?
I think I'll stall for a little bit longer.
What are you doing in this store, boy?
Is he a kalaka? Is he a kalaka?
I mean, was this eating away at your gill? I mean, trying
are
to
you a kanaka?
You got your papers, boy?
Huh?
You got your papers, boy?
How long did it take you to come up with this story? And do I have my papers?
Yeah, boy.
It's an immigration checkpoint right now.
Yeah. Let's see your papers,
what's that?
Boy.
Let's see your paper.
Yeah, let's see your teeth. Paper. Let me look. Stick your tongue.
You don't need to
see
my papers. My papers are here.
Let me see your teeth.
I know what I have.
Come here. I'm going to hold you.
Come here. I don't even know where you're at.
I'm going to hold you by your cheeks and open. I'm going to open up your mouth and look at
you
and inspect your teeth and your gums, motherfucker. Stick your tongue all the way up. Let me see.
Wow.
Sound like a kalaka.
You guys are some pretty good jokesters over there.
Boy.
Wow.
You got any drugs or needles or anything that I need to know about in your pants, pockets? Huh, boy?
Sounds like you might have them hiding up your ass.
Oh, yeah. That's very
that's
smart.
Pretty original right away.
Yeah, so where are you headed, boy? Where are you headed,
you
boy?
You guys are coming up with some original stuff yourself.
Where are you headed, boy?
I was trying to come up with the same stuff you guys already have.
Oh. You're not as good as we are.
Ah, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah, he's pretty boring.
He
oh, hold on. Oh, okay, that's the hung-up song.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 second, I thought he was going to pass us to Robert. Oh, maybe we can call back
we'll
and ask
desk.
For Robert right away.
Yeah, we'll call from front desk. I forgot what option this
thank you
is.
For
oh,
calling
his name was Tobias or something like that?
Tobias.
Right. What did you say to him? That you don't need to give him lash?
Toby.
To reach a department directly.
That's from Roots.
Press 5. Or to speak with the operator.
Tell him that Toby is a name of a dog.
Transferring.
Dogs and slaves.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But you don't put them in the same pen because the slave won't fuck the dog. No?
Yes.
We
need to talk to Robert, the manager, the MOD motherfucker.
Who?
Robert, the MOD motherfucker.
There is no Robert here.
Who's the
I don't have a Robert that's an MOD.
Who's the MOD, damn it?
It's Andrew.
Put him on
the
phone.
Do you like to speak with him?
Yeah, damn, I don't need to talk to any women.
Women?
See? Why?
This is hilarious.
Oh, she's passing us through. What a surprise.
You guys, thank you for holding. This is Andrew. How can I help you today?
Hey, Andrew boy, how you doing, motherfucker?
I'm good. How are you?
I was just talking to this asshole named Tobias. You know who that is?
Okay.
You know who that is, I say. That's a question, boy.
Tobias, yes, he works in my hardware school department.
Yeah, he was really rude to me, and he said I had to talk to the manager on duty named Robert, and then I found out there is no Robert there. What the fuck is this shit, motherfucker?
Okay. Well, what's the problem? How can I help you today?
Well, go ask him what I said.
Okay. Well, do you want me to put you on hold and ask him, or do you want me to call you back, or?
Oh, well, how far away is he from you, fat boy? I bet you take a long
time.
I bet you take a long time to walk over there, fatty fat boy.
Have a good night, sir.
No, no, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, we didn't get too late.
We didn't get the song. Shit. Because every day
somebody's out there trying to put in a little work for the hood. Well, only two, if that can help you. I really like your story.
Mm-hmm.
With the RPG at some point with the forklift. Meep, meep, meep. At the right moment.
He ejected, yeah, right.
Yeah, he deployed his
phone. Yeah, an RPG shit was fine.
It's not, no.
He's like, no, I didn't hear about that.
And the lady was crushed by the scaffolding fall with his baby, with her baby.
Well, she saved the baby and made it. But her 30 cans of paint were in
She was crushed.
30 cans of paint. 100
cans of paint. Yeah. I think it would have been more funnier if she was killed in the accident.
No, no. That's serious.
Well,
that'd be bad.
Oh, come on, man. It's almost Christmas. She can't be talking like that.
Yeah, but the RPG guy would have killed her anyway.
Okay. I'm copying numbers from Dwight. Let me add Dwight. Selection, while I'm at it, I'll drop it in. Now you know the game,
and the game's complete. Why is that? Because the twins bring. Alright, guys, the first lady is calling me to the bed, so have a good night.
You have a lady. Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Alright, well, have fun with that. Bye, I'll see you, man.
Bye, guys.
Kicks up dust, cause it's a. Alright, that's him. Acts a fool cause it's my rule. So need we say more on this topic? Oh, give me a second. Put it on track and we locked it. Nigga, did I rock it? Nigga, did I rock it? It really doesn't matter cause it's still on it pop.
Hey, doing that, baby?
Hey.
Black boy, you bitch.
Kinda scary. Okay. Audra has babies. I don't know what they are exactly. You know what babies they are? Cats? I have no idea. She's giving away something. Or selling something. Female and free. Okay, well. The Land Cruiser Trooper. Tick Shack said time. They hang up my mom like Mr. Cooper. I'm taking you to a zone that's much more from whackness. So please, could you tell me, yo, but buddy, can you hack this show? Motivatable's getting her flows on like Flojo runs in a marathon. Smooth like Joker, so call me Big Mama Kane. Feels like another one going out for her brain. Step back because I happen to be on that plus tech.
Yeah, fuck you, bud. HBO or Cinemax. Mile after mile.
Fuck her, motherfucking bitch. Alright, we'll call Luling City Market. Yeah. Luling. Master aces of the spade. Rapper skills are thinner than niggas on the up and away is the super soul, sis. I talk so much shit, I got halitosis. I know this, I blow this, I funky, you stank. You a walking blood bank. Trenwick, if you're listening, Nunu wants to know if you put it in your wife's ass. I don't think he's married. I don't think he has a girl. A lady friend. A female caller, so to say. This bitch ain't answering.
He was paying for the sex. He need to go fuck that bitch.
Brown Sugar's Barbecue. All right.
It's Black Dwight, everybody.
Black Dwight's back.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hi, Carlito. This is Trainwreck's girlfriend. I suck his dick left and right.
Ew. I thought that was Neon for a second.
Yeah, I thought that was Neon too. I had to look.
It scared me. Ew. I got douche chills. Thanks, Dwight. Seriously, I thought I was like, where'd Neon come from? What a nighter. All right. A guest named Maurice in London, eh? All right. Is this the first time you messed around with your mixer? Like your
voice? I just got it last night. No, somebody gave me a voice changer to look for.
Ah.
And it works pretty good. I can play music and sounds and shit through it too.
Oh, shit.
Hello and welcome to the Hilton London Docklands. Please choose from one of the following options. For individual reservations of 9 bedrooms or less, press 1. For conferences, events, and group reservations of 10 bedrooms or more, press 2. For all other calls, press 3. Please hold.
Anyway, hey, how you doing, Big Teeth?
Sir, I cannot hear you.
Hey, Big Teeth, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
All right, Monkey.
How can I help you?
I need to speak to a guest, Maurice de Béjar.
Sorry?
I need to speak to a guest. His name is Maurice de Béjar.
Okay, just one second. I need to...
You need to look it up in the computer, stupid.
Sorry? Yeah.
Okay.
What is the surname of the guest?
Surname, D-E space B-E-I-J-E-R, Béjar.
D-E?
Mm-hmm. Space?
Mm-hmm.
B-E-I-J-E-R. Fuck yeah.
Just 1 second, please.
Okay.
I can barely hear you, sir.
Where okay. Okay. You hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you better.
Okay, honey.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, honey, I'm here.
Are you looking for Mr. Maurice de Béjar?
Yeah. Did you find him yet, or what?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, please put me through. Thank you.
Are you related to the person, sir?
Yes, and it's important. Please.
Sorry?
Yes, it's important. Please. It's a family issue.
It's a family issue, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, because since, you know, probably where you're calling from is day, but now here is early in the morning.
I
so
know,
I don't...
but he's still on that schedule. It's okay. He will understand. If I have to wait until GMT morning, 8 o'clock a.m. GMT... It's going to be big trouble for me.
Is he expecting your call? He expecting your call, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put you through.
My goodness, thank you.
Thank you.
Monkey.
I'm sorry, but there is no answer at that extension. To try another extension, enter it now. Or stay on the line to leave a voicemail message.
Here's my voice message. Try that guy again, he's funny.
Hello and welcome to the Hilton.
Please hold.
Flexible.
Yes, Harold.
And full selection of drinks.
Hilton Backland Reception, good evening. You're speaking, how can I help you?
Yes, hey, I need to be, we got disconnected. Can you please put me through back to Mr. Maurice de Bégère?
But did Mr. Maurice pick the phone?
Yes, and then he dropped it and was like, oh, shit, like that. No, it disconnected. He dropped
disconnected?
He dropped the phone on accident. I could hear him dropping it.
Okay, but did you manage to speak to him?
I did start speaking to him, and then he dropped the phone, and it got cut off, and I couldn't deliver the message.
He dropped the phone?
He dropped the phone. Yeah.
How come he dropped the phone?
I don't know. I'm not there.
Okay.
I'm not there.
I'm
Am I there?
Again.
Am I there? Oh.
How come he dropped the phone?
Taking stunning views of the Thames and Canary Wharf from Hilton London Docklands Riverside. Soak in our indoor pools.
This fucker thinks he's a security guard.
Or relax with a mad guy.
Are you relative? Are you relative of him?
Private investigator.
How come you dropped the phone?
You're ending your day with a fine dining.
Hello?
Yes, hi, is that Maurice?
Yes?
Good evening, sir. My name is Cross. I'm calling from the front desk. We have a problem. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, Maurice. I'm calling from the hotel front desk. We have a problem.
What's the problem?
There's a complaint that you had your door cracked open and you had exposed yourself to one of our cleaning ladies who was walking by. And she said you were showing your private parts to her and saying, come here, like that.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty.
Hey, hang on. Let me do the voice changer. I'll call back and ask for Maurice.
Okay.
The fucking...
Penis identification check on meatspin.com.
Hello and welcome to the Hilton London Docklands. Please choose from one of the following options. For individual reservations of 9 bedrooms or less, press 1.
Three.
For conferences, events, and group reservations of 10 bedrooms or more, press 2. For other calls, press 3.
Bitch.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, I also could have held. I was there anyway.
Hello and welcome to the Hilton London Docklands. Please choose from one of the following options.
Try 3, Dwight.
For individual reservations of 9 bedrooms or less, press 1. For conferences, events, and group reservations of 10 bedrooms or more, press 2. For all other calls, press 3.
Please hold.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to them titties.
Hilton Backland Reception. Good morning. You're speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, small dick? I need to be transferred.
Sir?
Yeah.
I cannot hear you, sir.
Well, open your fucking ears. Hello?
Hello, sir. I cannot hear you properly.
Can you hear me now?
Could you please speak loudly?
No, can you hear me now? What's your problem?
I can hear you now, sir.
Okay. I need to speak to Maurice. Put that motherfucker on the line.
Sir, I'm afraid I'm not going to put him on the line because the language that you are using...
Don't you talk back to me. You put him on the line.
Yes, sir, but I did put it twice, and I'm not going to put him again.
I'm a different guy. Put me through.
You are a different... Now you are a different
person. I am his employer. I must speak with him.
And you are using a swear...
He is on a business trip. I am his employer. I have business with him.
Sir, I cannot hear you.
Put me through.
I cannot hear you properly, sir.
Put me through.
Now, motherfucker. Do it. Do it. Oh, shit.
Like retarded UK people.
Oh,
All that music's fucked up through this thing. Through the voice changing.
Hey. All right, hey, I gotta play a prank call while I go get some more water. Wawa. Yeah. They in violation
when he out, so how? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, record things.
Yeah.
Should I say more than that? It's crucial when I name how many niggas got my back. Never like
you said the N-word.
You can front if you wanna, but you still know the time. I'm
that nigga that they call Wayne. I'm that nigga staying down for the team. So if you didn't know, let me slow your road. This pro was on the go with some.
I have a call here called Rosenthal Female Accompanying. Okay. A touch of the base. Why not? Let's see. Without a trace. Deep Warren G
right where I'm gonna put the. Man, it sounds like
God bless you.
Nah, Bruno Vega's serious.
Hey,
character.
I got good news, man. I just got $100 cash tip, man.
Oh, yeah? You suck a dick for that?
Fuck no. This cute ass bitch, dude. She didn't give me her number, man. Like, what? All I did was give her some medical advice, dude. She, like, tipped me $100.
Talked to her about weed and she gave you $100.
No, hell no, dude. This is something else, man. This is another specialty I have, man. Podiatrics.
Oh, the foot stuff.
Yeah, man. This poor girl, I told her, man, to get it checked out. She was so happy, dude. I don't know why she... I told her to take the money to the doctor. Like, 4 times, dude, I tried not to take the $100 bill from her, and she wouldn't do it.
Fuck it.
I ain't got her phone number.
She wants to give it to you, take it.
Good news. Back to the show.
Yeah, Milkman.
A really big shoe.
Milkman's going to get some pussy. It's going to be a gigolo. Anyway, where did she go? Where did you take her to? A bar?
Took her to a Japanese restaurant called Umami. It's real like, it's kind of
easy when you listen to the G Dub sound. Yeah, great. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, popcorn.
Is it a certain way?
Oh, nice.
Something 315 pounds, damn, but she's long and tall. I give her a hug.
He has no idea what I'm talking about. Nobody can hear him. Look, man, fix your stuff, man. It sounds bad. You're going to admit that.
Mutate again. My audio is bad. I'll mutate. Sorry about that.
Are you driving actively now, or are you parked? It's kind of
easy. No, I'm driving, dude. I'm driving. Fuck it, dude. I was like thinking about taking off. Some bitch creased me $100 tip. I ain't taking off. I'm driving.
Oh, it's a good thing you did. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, baby. I just got another one coming in. So, all right, guys, keep up the good work.
You're on a streak, man. Baby, let's start that streak. That $100 tip streak, motherfucker. Yeah.
Woo. That's right. It's great stuff. Didn't no fucking flex tips or anything, but I'll give her a flex tip if she's in her head.
Yeah. The tip of the flex. All right.
Absolutely. I take care of my customers. Full service.
All right, Dwight, you want to do one? I got Paul Zwiebin. Zwiebin? You see that one there?
Paul.
And it's female services only. I'm going. You need it.
See ya, buddy.
Yeah, I'll call for Paul.
Paul
Zwiebin.
This GJB calls G. Damn New York hotels.
Hey, this is the G-Child.
So Big Andy got married, huh?
And
Mr. President,
and he touched. Oh, Andy. Yeah, Andy got married. Oh, Milkman. You there? Come back, Milkman. Andy got married on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm here. What? Andy got married?
On Saturday, yeah.
What's his name? What's the husband's name? I'm just kidding. I love Andy, but that's my joke. I've been busting his balls.
calls for nine years.
Yeah, I guess you're wrong.
Congratulations, Andy.
He finally met that trucker that made him smile.
Andy's going to take this last call.
All right. Hello, Carlos. We're not getting an answer. We can move on. I'm sorry. Fucking popcorn, right? You guys into that? I love that shit.
Yeah, popcorn's good shit, man.
I get the lightly salted, then I add salt to it. Okay. So the next one, then, is...
You ever burn your popcorn?
No, I don't like that.
Trying to get all the kernels popped and you end up fucking burning this shit.
You know what you do? Is you wait until there are 3 seconds in between, like to the second. In between pops. When you finally get where you can get 3 seconds between two of them popping, turn it off. It's always perfect.
I'll try that.
I get minimal seeds left in the bag when I do that, and it's never burned. Yep, 3 seconds, man.
3 seconds, shit. Shit, damn it.
Yep. I don't even set a time. I just hit the 30-second thing in my microwave until it gets to like 3.5, and it just listen. Okay, Shannon George. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? We're about to find out.
It's a girl.
You know, I found there's some variants in the brands, too. Different brands will cook better at different speeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one I use is a hot minute and 27 seconds. Another one I use is a minute and 34.
Okay, I gotta put my shit in there for 2 minutes.
I usually do 132. No, 231. The big ones.
The half bags.
The half bags you do for like a minute and a half. Yeah,
yep, half bags. A minute. But you don't need as much, but you still do the job.
Go ahead and leave me a message, and I'll be sure to get
that's at the hotel. Oh, that wasn't a hotel number. Alright, we got Chris, who says, fuck Messenger right now. I'm getting message notifications out the ass. Okay. Still doing it, Dwight.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yo, Chris, what the fuck's your problem, buddy?
Who's this?
Yeah, it's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight, motherfucker.
I can't hear you. You gotta speak up.
That's because you got some dicks in the ears.
Who is this?
Yeah, it's Dwight.
Who the fuck is Dwight?
Yeah.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
No, it's Chris, motherfucker. He's upset. He put down the phone.
Yeah, this is Chris. Who is this?
You still have that you were on Facebook saying, fuck it, fuck you, and all that shit.
Do what?
You said you were on Facebook, and you were saying, fuck you, people, fuck Messenger, fuck you, everybody, to a whole bunch of people.
I'm saying fuck Messenger because it wasn't working.
No, but you said you were like, fuck you to him, too. You were like, fuck Dwight, fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah, I had a fucking problem. I lost my reception. Yeah, fuck you, Chris, you bitch ass. You soft bottom motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck this is, man, but, yeah, I don't appreciate this phone call at all.
I don't give a fuck what you appreciate. You understand me, motherfucker?
Why don't you tell me who this is?
Yeah, why don't you tell that dog to shut the fuck up? You fucking that dog in the ass? What's your fucking problem, pal? Come on.
There we go.
My fucking problem is that I don't like being called and being disrespected.
Yeah, you got that fucking dog. You got the brown. It's got the browns and then it's got that fucking white streak down its face. I'm going to slap that fucking dog.
Oh, so you know where they say, why don't you come over?
Yeah, next time it fucking runs across the street right in front of my car, I'm going to fucking slap it. I see it go across the street. I'm hitting the gas. I'm going to fucking run it over.
Oh, yeah? Who the fuck is this, dude? I'm serious. Why don't you come over right now? I'll put a bullet in your fucking head.
I'm not even going to stop. I'm not going to leave a note. Fuck you. Fuck your dog.
Oh,
The one that all my dogs, dude. I don't know who the fuck this is. I don't appreciate this fucking phone call. I don't think you know who the fuck I am, motherfucker.
Who the fuck are you,
you don't just call me and disrespect me, motherfucker.
Who this be?
I don't think you know who the fuck I am, dude, or who the fuck I know.
Oh, yeah? Who this be?
It would be fucking smart of you to fucking hang up and never, ever you look at this fucking house again. Tell the phone cuff guy, if you know who the fuck I am and you know who the fuck this house is, come over right now.
Yeah, I'll come over there. I'm telling you, though, you get that dog, you get that dog out in the street.
Yeah, come over right now, motherfucker. Hey,
motherfucker, you put that dog
in the street. I'm going to make a few phone calls and I'm going to set an example.
Yeah? Huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck I'm
going
to do.
The dog's going to go outside. Dog's going outside. I'm bringing scissors and tail. Tail's coming off.
I think you need to check. I think you need to check my background before you fucking step.
Why don't you fucking tell me instead of sitting there going, "Oh, you better check it. You better check it." That's what pussies do.
What pussies do? What?
Yeah. Well, you tell me because you're the pussy. Pussy.
I was, dude. You don't know who the fuck I am. You don't know what the fuck people have. You don't know the people I run with. You're making a fucking mistake right now, telephone tough guy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, you're making a huge fucking mistake.
Oh, how huge of a mistake?
You set foot on this property? I'll fucking put a bullet in your motherfucking head, and I'll have your whole family killed, motherfucker.
You don't have shit. Because I'm a fucking outlaw. Block my number. You don't got shit.
I'm giving you two chances, motherfucker, before I look this fucking number up.
Yeah, well, I already used
that. You look at this fucking property. You fucking call me again. I'm going to hunt you down, and I'm going to take you the fuck out and your whole fucking family.
Where are we going? We're going to Applebee's?
We'll talk.
We're going to go to Applebee's?
Do what? Fucker.
You said we're going out. Where are we going? We're going to Applebee's?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, motherfucker, I'm going to hunt you down.
No, don't do
it. You don't have to tell me who you are. But I'll find out there's nothing. I'm going to hunt you the fuck down. You can believe that.
You know what? Fuck you.
You're nothing but a fucking telephone tough guy. Calling me, disrespecting me. You don't fucking know me at all.
Yeah, everybody says that until dog goes missing. Dog's gone. I sell him to a Chinese restaurant and shit. What's the matter? Why do you keep breathing so hard and clearing your throat there? You got some jizz in that shit or what?
Do what?
You got cum in your throat.
All right, I'm hanging the fucking phone up.
Well, okay, I'm going to call back.
And I'm going to dude, oh my God, dude.
I'm gonna
tell me who the fuck you are if you're so bad. Tell me who the fuck you are. Show up at this house. Show up at this fucking house. Show me how bad you are.
Hey, motherfucker. Hang the phone up so I can call back.
You're a fucking pussy.
Hey.
Calling somebody.
You talk to me like that again. I'm not gonna fuck your mother, okay? You crying?
I'm telling you, when I find out who you are, you're done. Believe
I'm
that.
I'm done with what?
You're dead, motherfucker.
You don't call. How you gonna do it? How you gonna do it, pussy?
You made a grave fucking mistake tonight.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
hunt you the fuck down.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gonna find out who you are. Oh, yeah, you can believe that.
That's fucked up.
Have a good night.
I love you. Jesus.
Motherfucker.
I'm barely fucking dead.
Holy shit. All right, we'll call him back.
Yeah, I told him we'll call him back. Yeah.
Tell him you're going to drag his dog down the street.
We'll drag his dog to the road.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
No, that's all right. It's better when we get to hear his reaction.
Yeah. He's not available. At the tone, please record your...
Try him again.
You don't know who this is? No, tell me, tell me.
Your call has been forwarded to automatic voice.
I bet it's pissing him off too. The phone keeps fucking ringing. The motherfucker.
Chat room thinks he's crying.
It did sound like he was crying there for a minute.
For a minute, it did. He kept taking his pauses, breathing in like.
He's like, he can't handle it.
Right. Oh, save that one for yourself, Dwight. Maybe he'll answer, you know, later on in the week.
Yeah. Save it as Crazy Chris.
You don't know who he is, man. Or who he knows.
He's gonna track down that Skype number and Carlito's gonna be fucked.
Made a
great mistake.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Yeah, luckily, I was able to save it when you got your reception problem there.
Yeah, I was messing with my mic. I thought that something had happened and nobody could hear me.
Do you still run Skype through the browser?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I never ran Skype through the browser.
Oh, I thought you said you did that.
Dude.
Okay. He said he's an outlaw, right? Here's Outlaw by Tupac. Remix of it, rather. All right. That's right,
nigga. Did you hear about that Tupac album that they're coming out with? They're going to let fucking people remix his shit again.
Oh, cool. That's all I see is murder, my mind state. Love it. All right, Ashley Hallman wants to sell a beautiful engagement ring. It's almost new. Wore for a month. It's not happening, huh? Witnessing evil that these men do. Bitches in, too. In fact, they be the reasons niggas get the bleeding. Full of fucking fire when I leave them. You should have seen them. Catch elbows with foes disposed of. The snitches get dealt with. Body bags of adversaries that I had to bury. I broke the law and the same flurry. But never worry, they'll remember me through history.
Cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the
tune. Here we go.
Cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
Right along. Picture me blasted, surrounded by niggas and mad. Some more numbers from Dwight. Super rats and murder
my ass. Will I laugh up in the
head? Okay. Freedom of jail. Chicks are hard, who can you tell? And if you fail, high speeds and tie weed on the freeway. When will they learn to take it easy?
Well, yeah, it's been nice doing pranks with you guys over these last so many years, but apparently I'm fucking dead. I made a grave mistake.
Grave.
Dash just posted something off of his Facebook. He said something. He said there would most definitely be an altercation at Cheap Tobacco tomorrow. And apparently, he goes to get some replacement coil, and they were about to close. And he got out the door and was like, "Oh, this ain't the right one." And he goes to go back in. The manager locked the door and shit. And so he knocked. The manager's like, "Oh no, you come back tomorrow." And so, like, the dude's all fucking pissed. He's like, "I'm gonna go down there tomorrow. I'm gonna fucking do something." It's on Facebook. He's publicly making threats.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call a liquor store named Dick's.
Dick.
Big Dick's. In L.A. L.A. County. Definitely no need for asking that we mad. Stop speed. Cause when I bust them, they gon' shiver. The killer squad soldiers got bodies floating in the river. What is they saying? Talking about praying. They need to stop.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Hello?
Hey, honey, how are you?
What?
Hi, honey. Hi.
Who is calling?
I'm calling for the liquor store?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I bring baseball bat?
Baseball bat? No, we don't have a baseball bat.
I want to bring one.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to bring one.
Oh, no, we don't have it.
Are you Korean? Oh, it's one of those Korean shops that got hit in the Rodney King riots, L.A. This must be a little Korea town, whatever. This is my cat at night.
Huh?
Yeah, hi. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hi. Do you have...
Yeah?
What flavor is vodka you have? Do you have vanilla?
Huh?
What flavor of vodka?
Oh, no. We don't. Basketball?
No, vodka.
Ah, vodka. Mm-hmm. Yeah, vodka we have, you know? Grape, so everything. Smirnoff, a lot of kind.
No, the flavor, like fruit, you know, banana...
Oh, yeah, we have banana. Yeah, wait a minute. I have Absolut. You like Absolut vodka? Absolut.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Absolut flavor.
Uh-huh.
Crant.
Open it.
Wild tea.
Uh-huh.
Wild tea.
Okay.
And, seems you got some of the pussy flavor. Pussy.
Huh? What flavor?
Pussy.
And the cherry.
You have pussy?
Cherry can. Cherry can.
Cherry cunt?
Yeah, cherry can.
Cherry can.
Cherry can. We have. And, I don't have a vanilla. I don't have a vanilla apple now.
Do you have pussy?
You like vanilla?
No, pussy.
Pussy?
Pussy.
Pussy.
No.
Anyway, you coming, okay? I have a Smirnoff. Smirnoff flavor, orange, and peachy. And vanilla. Vanilla Smirnoff, I have. Vanilla Smirnoff, okay. Vodka.
Do you vanilla. Massage?
Yeah, I have vanilla Smirnoff.
Massage?
Huh?
Massage.
What size?
Massage.
Anyway, you can come, okay?
Okay, stupid. Life is written. If you smell it, it's in the air. Check me out, though.
Yeah. Hi, this is Elena.
Yeah, hi. You have some things? You have a chaise?
Say it again?
You have a chaise? Free chaise?
I have a what?
Free chaise lounger? Ugh. You have a chaise lounger?
Yes, I still have it.
Okay, alright. What color is this shit?
It's white.
Okay, did any Kanakas sit in it?
Any what?
Kanakas?
Kanakas?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, dirty Hawaiian, like native Hawaiian people.
Can you speak louder?
Like, dirty native Hawaiian people, Kanakas, you know?
What about them?
Did they sit in this thing and get their greasy hands everywhere?
I don't think so, no. No, I had it
like
for
never?
A while.
Never, right?
No.
Okay, now I saw you have a over-the-toilet shelf machine. Is it clean?
The shelf is gone. Somebody's picking it up tomorrow.
Oh, it's got a lot of shit. You know how when you use the toilet, there's shit in the air, you know? Your shit and piss, it gets aerosolized, and it goes up in the air. That's why you can smell it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I always cover my toothbrush and I leave it in my bedroom. I bring it with me. Always.
All right.
I always do that. Because the bathroom, when you take a shit in the bathroom, it goes, there's poop germs everywhere, all over. It's like you're... So the toilet shelf...
Well, anyway, you don't have to worry about the bathroom because the shelf is gone.
I know. Can I check... Can I tell this person, though? Because, like, it was right over the toilet, so it has a lot of feces and urine on it, you know?
You know what? Never mind.
No, I want the chase, bitch. never mind.
Fucking whore.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. Oh.
Fucking bitch.
Aloha, you have reached Elena with Maui Rainbow Tea. Please leave me a message and I will call you back.
Maui Rainbow Tea. Yeah. All right. Let's hear from Maui Rainbow Tea, our sponsor.
I'm coming in, Greg. I'm fixing to work on the sign.
All right, Warren G, you do that. Coming up next, we have... Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. Let's call her on her other phone, right? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Does your voice changer do that? Yeah.
I don't know. Let's try it. I'll try in a second.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Ooh, look what Nudie said.
Who knew?
What a motherfucker, right?
I think cleans the shit out of the toilet with a toothbrush. Yeah. She probably does.
Blood clot.
She's on answering the phone. So we got 3-month-old kitties for adoption. And not really. For yeah, you don't change the voice pitch. You just need a really loud, fast echo. It's gotta be shorter than that. Faster. Less delay on the echo. Nigga, you can't fuck with this cause I be it when I bend my style. You can't see this cause I'm wicked and wild.
Slow your motherfucking road. It's me, Warren G, on the motherfucking case. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, honey? I see you got some animals you're giving away adoption, some kitty cats.
Yeah, I could barely hear you.
Why does everyone keep saying that tonight, motherfucker?
Yeah, I don't know. Now it's starting to come in a little louder, but it's seemed like you're on speakerphone.
It's like fucking shit, right? You know?
Yeah, now it's getting a little clearer. But yeah, I heard you about the cats, yeah? Well, I got one cat for adoption, man.
Yeah, okay, good. And are you charging a fee?
I'm trying to what? Say again.
Charging a fee, fucker.
No, we just want to give our cat away to a good home.
Oh, good. Well, I'm a good master, cat master. I have...
Oh, cool,
I used
man.
To have a lot
good,
of those
good.
Motherfuckers, yeah. Now, are these cats... Did they have Kaneka owners or no?
No, we just had... We moved into our place and we had a cat there. And it had kids, it had babies. It seemed like a Siamese cat. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But it had 4 kittens, and we just didn't give it up for adoption. I don't really know much about them.
It's a female?
Keeping them safe, you know?
It's a female. How big are the sexual organs?
I'm not even sure. I haven't looked. I haven't really checked out. I just know it's a female.
Yeah? How do you know?
Because it doesn't have a dick and balls, so it looks like a female to me.
Like a vagina?
But, yeah, it looks like it had a vagina. But it was like, she's like black. She's a black cat. The mom was white. She's black with like brown spots. She's pretty cool. She's real adventurous, but I don't know. She's been inside her whole, since she was born. So we're just really keeping her inside. We're waiting for her to find a home to get shots and then go outside.
Okay.
But I bet she'd make a good outdoor cat too. I don't know what you're looking for.
But are you Kanaka or no?
Am I connected?
Yeah.
Am I connected? I don't know. Am I to what?
Kanaka. Are you Kanak? Are you a Kanak? Kanaka?
I'm not sure what you mean, but
it means
I know
like, are you dirty Hawaiian native? Hawaiian native?
No, sir.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a white guy.
Good, good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Okay. Good. But the cat are is you... the cat is black, and that's not good.
Yeah. The cat is black, and I'm white, yeah.
Okay, but I can change the cat's color. That's easy to do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You, right on. Yeah, we're just looking for good homes for the cat, so yeah. I don't know if you're interested in checking her out.
Yeah, I'd like to come check her out, play with her a little bit, show her my sexual organs, see how she reacts, yell at her, and see how she takes it. Maybe we could go outside. I like to shoot a gun in the air around her, see how she reacts.
Hey, that's kind of crazy, man. That's fucking weird, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't need any shy fucking animal around here. I need a nice, strong cat.
Well, I don't know, man. You some... I don't know if you want to, like...
I'm coming.
I want to let her loose with you. I mean, if you're, like, shooting guns and want to show her your sexual organs, and that's kind of...
Well, the cat doesn't know what a sexual...
I'm looking for a normal cat, like a...
I am. Like, I've had... I've owned, like, 22 cats, I think, up to now, in the last 2 years. I'm a very good owner.
Ah, man, you're fucking with me, aren't you?
No, they go away, they run away, and stuff like that. Or, you know, they run out of food and they go somewhere else for food. You know, or they go out for fucking and they don't come back.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just going to get home for her. That's pretty much it.
All right, I'm coming then. Where can I go? Where do I go? Are you near Kahika Road, Papipi Road? Where exactly?
Well, I don't want you coming over unless, like, I know for sure that you're, like, serious about giving her a good home, you know?
Yeah, I am.
From what you're telling me, it sounds like...
No, I'm serious.
Making tacos, man.
No.
All right, well...
I'm baking tacos. What did you say?
You're joking around, right?
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't go yet. What did you say I'm doing? Making tacos? Hello? Come on. Don't leave me hanging without knowing what that meant. Hello?
No, I'm not. I was just, like, making sure, because that was, like, a pretty heavy statement. I was, like, and I'm just trying to give her a good home, and I'm serious about it. I'm not
trying to let
her loose to someone that's going to, like, get crazy with her. She's a good cat, man. I love her. I got connections, like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like she's a good cat, and I want to make sure that she goes to a good place. But I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you to waste my time.
Well, I'm not really wasting your time. No, just, you know, I show the sexual organs every day. It's, you know, to show dominance. That's all it is. I don't do anything. I don't touch the cat or hit the cat.
Why is that even an issue? Like, what about the sexual organs? Like, what?
When they see the sexual organ, they know that I'm the dominant person, you know, because I get to show it like that, show it big, strong, much bigger than theirs. And they're like, okay, like, this is the master of the house, and they don't, you know, break things or pee on things. They don't make a lot of meowing, annoying meows.
Yeah, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I don't know. Maybe I could show it to you tomorrow during the day, if that's okay.
Yeah, all yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, and I'll bring, yeah.
That's cool.
All right, and do you have a private...
Yeah, you know what?
Call me
tomorrow. I'm going to get off work tomorrow around 1 o'clock.
Oh.
And just give me a call, and I'll be
to show you. Do you have a private area that
okay?
I can be alone with the cat? A private area?
No, but I got a phone number, and if you want to come check her out tomorrow, just give me a call.
Yeah,
okay?
But will there be a private area tomorrow?
A private area for the cat.
Yeah, and me only. With a door.
Yeah,
with,
know,
a door, with a door. With a door that I can...
Idiot.
Hey, don't.
Kind of creep me out.
Don't say
I'll
that.
I'll talk to you later. If you want to see her, call me tomorrow, okay?
I'm masturbating now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Sexual organs to the...
They call me sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
Call me tomorrow.
Okay. That was fun.
Where's that motherfucker milkman at? Shit.
He keeps dropping out.
Like he's drinking and driving that taxi and shit again?
Knowing him, probably. Alcoholic.
J-Battle Stores Taxi.
All right. Free American Bully Girl. Uh-huh. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have a female pit bull? A bully? What's bully?
Yeah, hold on.
Fucker.
Hello?
You have a female bully, you piece of shit?
Huh?
You have a female bully?
Yeah, someone's coming to pick you up already.
Motherfucker, you? Why'd you do that, you motherfucker?
Who are you?
Oh, I was gonna get the fucking dog. My name is Cross, and you had to fucking give it away first, you stupid shit. Hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Bitch.
Hang up the fucking phone then, asshole. Hello?
Put that bitch on the line. See if she wants some of this black dick.
Oh, he did hang up the phone. It's the first time they really do that, yeah. Space cadets. Alright, well, we've played through the Warren G album. It is now 11:45. I'm getting sleepy. I'm gonna try to take a I'm fucking dying. I bought an energy drink. I left it in the fucking grocery cart. I realized when I got home I had no energy drink.
What the fuck you do that for?
I don't know, it was a mistake. Just a mistake. All right, I'll take a break here. When we come back, we're going to have more numbers to people. Yeah, people selling things, people staying places.
Fuck yeah. Fucking A. Fuck right.
Fuck
yeah. Right. I got some jobs for you on Craigslist for you, sweetie.
Oh, good. Lux, thanks. Thanks for getting that. Send that in, Lux Luxington. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll be right back in a few minutes. Hopefully, I don't fall asleep.
Oh, don't do it.
No, no.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this. Toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
I have changed, Michael. I cry at the drop of a hat, and I hate the way I look. I actually had one cute hat, and it blew off at the CVS parking lot, and this whole car full of black kids ran over it for no reason, and they saw it. They saw it.
There's a nigga right now somewhere.
He at the table with a bowl of Apple Jacks. And he's reading the back of the cereal. And in between eating the Apple Jacks, he's writing some shit. And he want my spot. I'ma find him though. I'ma sign him. I don't want no problems.
We always do it this time. Cold blowing your mind. Hey dummy, this no accident. All of this was
hey fuckers, I'm back.
What?
What?
Stop fucking wearing ass little girl. Oh shit, he could have picked him. Oh, fuck, I got wearing the bifocals.
What are you talking about? Hello? Why can Sigma? Are they not listening? I disconnected the cable. Oh my god, that's my fault.
I want that.
I disconnected the cable.
I swear to god.
Oh shit.
We're back.
Hey, welcome back.
Sorry. My bad.
It's alright.
Okay. Moving right along. Lord, I've been dreaming about the paper. Back to numbers. Ken said you were sending some new ones, right?
Yeah, I put them in the Skype chat.
Okay, good, thank you. But these words I recall got me balling. Jordan, more than a rapper. Tabachi also sent a number to that momentarily. Shut up, Cole. This is for my niggas. Okay, Spy Cooper sunglasses for $100. What up, ho? Now I ain't mad, it's sad. You went from bad to real bad. Two kids that don't even know they real dead. Real sad, baby girl. I wish you still had it. Then maybe you could get a taste of living. It's cold, still at it. Y'all be talking about the same shit. Man, I feel better. Mama was a real addict. That's why I don't respect that lying ass white shit you talking. Cold planning funerals, you might fit the coffin. Before I wait, I pray to the Lord. My soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take. Hey, get on your job, little man. This ain't Saturday. We in two different lanes, you can't never. Two different gangs, you playing patty cake. Brother, you're lame, you're shame, Betty.
Please leave your message.
Trying again.
A minute, the sky's the limit. I'm so high, I'm diving in it. My ride's just tenant, my knob getting slobbed up in it. She hollering, God, man, you would have thought that God was in it. But it's just a nigga, God, and fit it. Best out, foolish pride to make you not admit it. Well, if this shit ain't fire, nigga, why you not with it? The hate in your blood can't stop your soul from vibing with it. Now you all conflicted.
Nope.
And my house is sticking. All of y'all picking me cause they know a star when they see a star. Nigga ain't even gotta fuck him to know he a raw.
Next.
Bedroom, but cheer up, nigga.
94 Ford Ranger for $3,200.
Metal of honor. I'm feeling on top like Pac when he slept with Madonna. Hey, this is death before dishonor. Get arrested and forget the.
We're sorry, the number and cut.
Check that again. Nope. No good. Next, we have a dishwasher. And a handman?
Yeah, these are for jobs that you're applying for.
Oh, I was like, what's a handman? Okay. So, looking for a dishwasher or a handyman, I'm guessing. At a. What does it say? Game on lock. Not sure what kind of business it is. They didn't say. Okay. We'll find out together. Let's find out together.
Hey.
It's a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, dishwasher. Duh. I'm stupid.
Aloha, Breakers. Anna speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you? You got a job for trash? Handyman and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We have it up. They put out an ad, I think it was.
Yeah. I like that. So what, are you going to tell me I should come in?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. You just come in and you can either, if you have a resume, you should bring a resume. But if not, we have applications you can fill out.
Why would I have a resume for the washing dishes?
I don't know, like if you've had other jobs.
Well, I'll put that on the application.
Yeah, you can put that on the application.
Mm-hmm. So what's the resume for, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when I came in, I brought in a resume.
Oh, yeah, but
I think that's why they want it, so they can see, like, your other job.
What did your resume say? What did it say, that you worked at sexy places before?
No.
Like, where did you work at before? Like, what
I worked at, like, a... I didn't work anywhere around here, because I'm new, so...
Oh. Oh, okay. You're not Kanaka, right?
Who?
You're not Kanaka?
No.
Okay. You know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a Hawaiian, dirty Hawaiian person.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you could just come in.
Okay. Are you going to be there, honey baby?
I might.
If I come in today? Maybe you can fill in my application with your phone number?
You can just come in and talk to a manager.
Oh. Are you going to diss me like that? Look, I wrote a song for you. Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Dumb bitch.
Ridiculous show tonight, right? You're being ridiculous. And now we move from... who were we playing before? Warren G to Dr. Dre. Yeah. So, you want to talk to her, Dwight? You want to talk to her, Dwight Machine?
Sure.
Fucker, homie.
Breakers, Robin speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, you doing there? You got the a position for a handyman's?
Do we have a position for a handyman?
Yeah, I saw it on the Craigslist.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Roger speaking. How may I help you?
How you doing there? I saw an ad on the Craigslist. You guys looking for a handyman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for the job. I got years of experience doing the handy stuff.
Okay, so you need to come in tomorrow.
Okay.
If you have a resume, bring your resume. Otherwise,
okay, my resume is my tools. You want me to bring my tools?
I don't think they want you to bring your tools. They just want you to come in because, you know, we're interviewing, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll come down. I will leave the tools. I'll just wear my tool we'll belt talk. and my vest, okay? And then I unzip my penis and show you my cock.
Well, that ain't gonna get you the freaking job, dude.
Bitch.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, bitch.
Bitch.
All right. Good night.
I want the job.
Yeah, they're having trouble hearing.
I'm gonna unzip my penis. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was gonna say you should have asked like what commission you get on the hand jobs on the handies. Do I get 30% commission?
I was sitting the while I'm fixing the toilets and shit, they come into the glory hole and I jerk them off. Charge them $20 extra.
So say I charge them $20 for that. Do I keep 15? Do I keep 10? You keep $5. That's a bad deal, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm doing all the hands-on work. This is bullshit.
Bullshit. Bull fucking shit, man. Well, it seems like they're having a little trouble hearing us, but if I turn you up so they hear you, it's over-modulating. Oh, enough. I think I know where I might be able to adjust that. Excellent. I gotta go. All the way up. But I want to bring this down a little bit. Alright, that might do it a little. That might do it. Say something, Dwight.
Something.
Yeah, Enigma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
What's up, nigga?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
1-8.
I honestly think it's their piece of shit phones over there.
Might be. Yeah. Might be all the volcanic ash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Alright. We got a cashier Island Q hiring now. Alright, so they're hiring for a cashier at the Island Q.
Yeah, it's a pool hall.
Pool hall. Yeah. Oh, hence the Q. There you go. Very good. Wait, you're smart.
I went to the Vari for 6 years.
6 years. Or a 2 year degree. Your best check because
when you dish drink the dishes, the right fuckies are fucking wild.
Yeah, nigga. Did the Eagles beat the Cowboys?
No, I think they were down by a touchdown last I saw.
Oh, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. Fucking Eagle fans. Fuck them all, even my father-in-law.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
My brother-in-law, my brother-in-law is a giant Dallas fan. And my father-in-law is an Eagles fan.
And
I'm a giant. And I'm a Giants fan.
38-27.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm going to check fantasy football because I'm pretty sure I lost. Dude, I got two injuries within an hour this morning. Luckily, I was around. But, like, one of my good wide receivers and my tight end both got injured or got pulled out of their games. I'm like, fuck!
I had Frank Gore go down. They were like, oh, he had 11 rushes for 28 yards and a touchdown. Out for the game with a concussion. Yeah. Like, son of a bitch.
God damn it. Don't you hate that shit? All right, let's see how the mouth did. I got to expand this. 132-166. Yep, I lost. I'm done.
Yeah, I haven't even checked.
My season is over.
Oh. The Lions did win today, though.
Good for them.
Barely. Fucking 16-14.
Hang on, I want to see the
NFL scores. If they win next week, they clinch a playoff spot.
Cardinals beat St. Louis 12-6. The Dolphins lost to the Patriots 41-13. Whoa.
You see Johnny Manziel fucking suck it up today?
Did he play finally a little bit?
Yeah, he started today.
Yeah, oh, he started.
Yeah, he had a QBR rating of 1.
Shit. Give the guy a chance, man. Come on.
He was like, he only completed like 10 passes and for 50 yards.
Well, I mean, come on. Give him a break.
And two interceptions. Yeah,
give him a break.
It was funny because every time they sacked him, they kept doing the money sign in his face.
Panthers beat Tampa Bay by 2, 1917. Giants won. Good, they beat the Redskins 24-13. Still don't see that Eagles score. Falcons? Did the Falcons win? Falcons lost. Oh, shit. They lost to the Steelers, huh? And, yeah, Dallas won 38-27 over the Eagles. Ugh. Wow. Okay. Sorry. Now I'm sure the chat room is just flooded with bullshit. Awkward, as my tight end is injured. Yep. What happened? Did we call the Island Q? What happened with that?
We tried. Nobody answered.
Martin, you have the soda pop. All right, moving along. Okay, John.
Yeah,
John at part-time security.
This is for us applying to do part-time security.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I wonder if my criminal record will stop me from doing that.
You're supposed to get a license for that. Supposed to. It's really easy to get the Class A one. The one without a gun is super easy. My dad had that. He was fucking half blind, couldn't do shit.
You know what I'm saying?
check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson on my way to the strip. Now I'm just flossing. Check out my review. Cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools cause I see
the boom. Oh, shut up. Sounds like shit. Alright, next. He wants to do chainsaw and landscaping for me. Alright, Jeremy. Jeremy.
He wants to landscape your shit.
I just looked
at the ad and he's like setting shit on fire. There's like a whole wooded area on fire. I wonder if he did that.
He's also a pyro.
I just want my shit trimmed. Motherfucker's trying to set shit on fire.
If you piss him off, I'll light your house on fire.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is that Jeremy?
Yeah.
You do landscaping and manscaping?
Yeah.
Manscaping and what else is it? What do you do? Do you do lawn?
Chainsaw work.
Mm. Like that, yeah. I saw in some of these pictures, there's a lot of fire. Do you have a problem with that? Like, do you like fire? Does it make you happy?
Oh, no, I just posted those because I had to pay $25 for the ad, so I thought I'd make use of it and show my firefighting experience.
Yeah, but I'm not looking for a firefighter, son.
Oh, yeah? There's some fires going on around here?
I'm not looking for one. I'm not looking for one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I just do landscape work. Yeah, so, chainsaw work, not technical.
And what kind of firefighting did you do?
Wildland firefighting for the Forest Service.
Did you massage the other guys, the men, to calm them down?
No.
You never did that part?
Not into that. No. Okay. Not my thing.
Did you go to the gym at all with them?
No.
No? Okay. That's good. That's good.
What can I help you with? You have a landscaping job?
Yeah, I have a roof that needs to be chainsawed. And yeah, we need the carpet to be mowed twice a month.
Well, I don't think I'm the right guy for you, but good luck finding that.
Lana, are you stupid?
All right, have a good day.
Are you stupid? Is that why?
Yay!
He's just stupid.
Yeah.
Just because you paid for the ad doesn't mean you need to, like, sit there and put all the, like, fire pictures up. Like, hey, look what I did.
I was a firefighter, first responder.
I like them big long hoses, too. That rollout there, baby.
Hey, there's the man right there, and we're about to call that taxi available to run out.
Get you a job for the taxi, milkman. You can move out of where you are now.
Oh, hell, man. Pick up work for me, dude. I got to pick up a customer, dang. And if I'd known that, I wouldn't have accepted.
Well, here we go. Taxi in Honolulu. That'd be a nice place to drive. Bye,
fucking Kanakas.
Kanaka.
Hello, it's John.
Yeah, break them off something. I'm looking here. You got an ad for taxi driving guys.
Yes.
Yeah. What do they need? Do they need to be good looking Kanakas only, or what? Hello.
They definitely know what that word means.
Yeah. If they're Kanaka, they know what it means. If they're white, they just came recently. Like that one girl. I was like, duh. What's a Kanaka? It's been an alright show tonight.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Hello. You reached John and Johnny Cab. For immediate assistance.
John White, Johnny Cab.
Wasn't that the name of the cab company in Total Recall?
I don't know. What
about Johnny Cab? Ask me.
You reached Johnny Cab.
You get Johnny Cakes with your
cab. Oh, yeah. From The Sopranos, Johnny Cakes. Alright. Hiring for dishwasher and prep cook. Here's a different one, right? Did it go back? No, that's good. Right. Duval.
Thank you for calling Kitten Kitchen Toasters. We will open at 5 p.m. today.
All right. I understand. And I've reached the end of the numbers. Well.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I've run through them all. Let me call. Don't worry about it because I'm getting tired. I'm only going to do a few more minutes. Let me see what Tabachi had sent. See if it's still doable here. Small unfurnished room for gay male. Okay. Tabachi called earlier with the name Robert. Claimed he was a 5'6", 120-pound gay male. Guy seemed really interested in having me. All right. Perhaps you can call as my boyfriend. He has a second room for rent. Okay. Yeah, hey buddy, how you doing? You have a room for rent, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You have a room for rent?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, you know Robert, he called before, he said he's interested in staying there. He said you might have another room, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm friends with Robert, and...
Robert?
He called you earlier, interested. He's like 5'6". Guy, I don't know if you saw...
Isn't that the guy who called with the phone number from Bakersfield, California?
Maybe, I don't know. He's from out of town, I know that. I know he's from out of town.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Yeah, well, I'm interested in maybe staying there. I don't wanted to know, like, what kind of rules do you have? Like, is this shared bathroom, or how does that work?
Well, yeah, well, there's a shared bathroom. Let's see, there's one furnished room and one unfurnished room at the moment.
Okay.
The furnished room has a full-size bed, and it's connected right to the bed, you know. You can walk from the... There's a door between the bedroom and the bathroom. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not working. But I know what I meant.
Okay.
The other room doesn't have any furniture in it at all. Although, it all depends. When are you guys planning on looking?
I like to look early this coming week, you know, whenever you're free.
Okay.
Are there rules about, like, coming in at certain times of night? Because I, like, sometimes I have to go out, you know. I go out hunting. I like bears. I go out to this bear club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just laughing.
Are you a bear?
Am I a bear? No.
Oh, I'm a total twink. I'm a total twink.
Well, I'm pushing 55, and I stand 5'6", and weigh all of about 130.6 pounds.
Oh, gross. Okay. 130.6?
Yes, 130. Yeah, I got on the doctor's scale, so it said 130.6.
Oh, shit. Yeah, did you take a shit before that? Because it helps out.
I think the 6/10 was my sneakers.
Oh, you know, you gotta take your shoes off. I take everything off.
When you're in the doctor's office, the nurses get really annoyed when you do that.
Oh, shut the fuck up, yeah.
It's like, no. Nurses get a little pissed when you start.
Okay, I have this thing, though, like, when I'm orgasming, I like to yell. It makes it more intense. I scream really loud. Would there be rules about what times I can masturbate or have sex with men?
I work from 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, so I try to get to sleep. sleep at a normal hour.
Oh, yeah.
I currently have a roommate that I'm looking to get rid of.
Oh, why?
Because he has a tendency, first of all, he's obnoxious.
Is he black? Is he disgusting, greasy black man?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of hard to describe what he is. He's a very bizarre person. But he has a tendency to have, let's see now, tonight I think we're on man number 3.
Yeah. Oh, he's a whore.
Yeah, it's now 12:24. I have to be up at 5:30 in the morning.
Is he fucking right now? Is he fucking?
I have no idea. No, I guess this chick hasn't gotten here yet.
Chick.
Trick,
oh, I thought he said chick. I thought he said it was a guy. Listen, I don't want to make small talk with you or anything like that. I don't want you to get too familiar with me. You know?
I wasn't planning on it.
Okay. So you're trying to get rid of him, and is that going to be my room then? Is that how it works, motherfucker?
Excuse me?
Is that how it works, motherfucker? Or are you going to get rid of him, and then that'll be the room that's available?
Well, actually, he wants to move out anyway.
Okay, but are you going to tell him, like, get the fuck out like that and throw his laundry in the front of the driveway and shit?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, do you have underwear parties there? Do you like those?
I've never had one.
That's where you dress in your underwear and you walk around and you're like, I'm the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a queen.
No? Okay. All right, asshole motherfucker, you fucking asshole. Me and my roommate will kick him out. Me and your roommate will kick you out, I should say. If you're not careful. Like, I already have an alliance with Robert, and then I'll get an alliance with the old roommate there, and we'll take over and we'll kick you out.
You're gonna kick me out of my own house?
Well, yeah, cause we're gonna create an alliance. We'll vote. You know, we'll have our vote, and it'll be 3-1, and you won't have an immunity idol, and you'll have to go.
Dude, I have a deed to the house. I own it.
It doesn't matter. 3-1. 3-1 vote, motherfucker.
You may want to hang up the phone now.
No, you hang up the phone, you bitch. Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone, stupid bitch.
We're kicking you out of the house, motherfucker.
It turned into an episode of Survivor there. All right.
I mean, do you have underwear parties there? Yeah. It was funny.
That's when you wear your underwear and call, I'm the queen.
I'm the queen. I'm crashing, man. That's why I'm talking all slurred. I'm good.
Good show, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yay, thanks for being on. What else? Yeah. Other than that, I think I'm done. Do I have any now? I don't have any more numbers. Okay, then I'm gonna go. Bye, Dwight Ken and Enigma. See you guys.
Thanks for having me on, motherfucker.
Bye. Hey, Milkman, you here? Can you say goodbye? Are you in the car? You a customer? Aww. Bye, Milkman. I miss you. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Milkman. Yay. So that was about 2 hours and 50 minutes worth of show, not including breaks. Not bad. To be exact, 2 hours, 52 minutes, 10 seconds and counting. Since we launched. Okay. Well, gee, I didn't even drop any plugs. Oh my god. Be sure to donate and support PCN. Get some free loot when you do it. That's patreon.com/prankcallnation. Also, be sure to subscribe if you haven't yet to the PCN podcast on iTunes. In the podcast section, do a quick search for Prank Call Nation. You'll find it. Be sure to subscribe and also leave a message and a rating. Give a review and a rating and appreciate that. Help us get more exposure on there. And if you go to prankcallnation.com, there's a whole list. There's a section, a podcast section. and it has different links. You can have a feed just for example, Dwight shows, or just for Baz shows. Baz, yeah. Or for all of them together. There's a whole bunch of different options there. So over at prankcallnation.com, go ahead and take a look at that podcast section. Let me know if that shit's working or not. And yes, I am done. Thank you everyone who listened tonight and who contributed with numbers to Bocce and Dwight. If anybody else sent any, I didn't seem to get them. I apologize. My fault. Okay, good night. Y'all have a good week there, boys. I'll see you next week, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern or earlier. Our next show will be Tuesday with Dwight. I'm up running with Dwight Tuesday night. See you.